Hi, I'm Paul Andrew. I'm a technical product manager on the Office 365 team at Microsoft, and I cover data center, networking, and identity management for Office 365. Today, I'm going to be introducing you to ExpressRoute for Office 365. ExpressRoute is one of the Azure services. This slide shows all of the different Azure services that you can get, and ExpressRoute is down there in the networking section at the bottom right. You can see it highlighted. ExpressRoute was first available in May of 2014, and lots of companies have taken advantage of the private connectivity that you can get to Microsoft networks and Microsoft data centers using that. Here's some case studies that we have. For example, Accelera Solutions wanted to help customers take fuller advantage of Microsoft Azure and give them a simple way to connect to their own data centers to Azure data centers in support of hybrid cloud model. You can also see Microsoft there. Of course, Microsoft is using Azure ExpressRoute, both for Azure services and to connect to Office 365 services already. So I'm very pleased to announce the general availability of ExpressRoute for Office 365. And we have some great launch partners who are network providers who can establish connectivity to ExpressRoute and to Microsoft networks and Microsoft data centers from the GA date of September 29th, 2015. We have a ton more partners coming soon as well. And so it is a very exciting time. You can read more about this announcement at aka.ms/ER announce. So we're announcing ExpressRoute for Office 365 general availability today. Well, what is it? ExpressRoute gives Office 365 customers an alternative to using the public internet. So if you don't want to use the public internet, you get the option to use this premium network connection to connect to Microsoft networks and Microsoft data centers. And what this means is you have private networking rather than as compared to the shared network that you have over the public internet. And that private networking gives you access to the key Office 365 workloads for your connectivity. So your data is going to be running over that ExpressRoute connection instead of the internet. It means that you get predictable performance that you can manage for yourself and decide how much bandwidth and understand exactly what kind of latency you're getting there. And we give you an availability guarantee of 99.9%. We give you that SLA on the Microsoft components for ExpressRoute. So I have a diagram here showing how ExpressRoute connects as an alternative to the internet. And we'll drill into that diagram and show you some examples of that in just a few minutes. So first, talking about the general availability, I want to share with you some details of what that general availability means. If you want to deploy Azure ExpressRoute today, we recommend that you go to the MSDN pages that we have for Azure ExpressRoute and look through the qualification criteria and the prerequisites that you have there for setting that up. It's all self-service set up, so you don't need to have someone from Microsoft work with you. You're working through the Azure portal and subscribing to ExpressRoute, and then you're working with a network operator to get that set up. An Azure subscription is required for ExpressRoute, but no additional fees for your Office 365 licensing are required to connect to the Office 365 data centers. Also, service engagement with the network operator is required. They are going to be doing the connectivity. Of course, they are going to be managing the cables that connect into your office and how they connect into the ExpressRoute routers. So we want to talk about some of the workloads that are available over ExpressRoute. All of the main workloads for Office 365 can be connected to over an ExpressRoute network connection. Exchange Online, SharePoint Online, Skype for Business Online, Office Online, which is the web-based version of the Office client software. Also, for identity management, Azure AD and Azure AD Sync are available for connectivity across ExpressRoute, and also Power BI and Project Online. An internet connection is still required when you're using Office 365 ExpressRoute from your office. And internet connection is required for these services. For standard DNS lookups, we make heavy use of content delivery networks with Office 365, and those still connect over the internet as well. Also, the Office 365 service in China, operated by 21Vianet, requires an internet connection. And our Yammer services require internet connectivity. Office 365 Pro Plus client downloads are actually hosted on external CDN networks so that they can be faster to download, and they don't connect over ExpressRoute either. And then if you have an on-premises identity provider, then your users have to connect to that identity provider, whether they're on-premises or if they are connecting from remote, from a coffee shop or somewhere over the internet. And however they do that, Neither of those is going to be connecting over ExpressRoute. They're going to connect over the internet if they're outside, or just over your local network if they're inside your network. So let's talk about some of the benefits that Office 365 customers get when they deploy ExpressRoute. So one of the primary ones is private networking. And this means that you get a private circuit from the ExpressRoute network provider, and they will be using a private VLAN circuit for the traffic that you have from your offices using ExpressRoute to Microsoft's network. And they'll maintain and manage that circuit. And it is separate from internet connectivity. None of your data is commingled with regular internet traffic. And also, you are working with companies that you are dealing with directly. When you connect over the internet, you connect using an internet service provider. And typically, that internet service provider will connect your traffic to various other unknown companies, third-party network providers who backhaul that traffic across the internet. And that's not the case with ExpressRoute. You're working with a network operator that you know, and they have connectivity directly into Microsoft's network. So there's no third parties there as well. Couple of privacy considerations to think about. One is that internet connectivity, as I mentioned, is still required. Also, the Office 365 tenant that you've set up can still be accessed over the internet. So if you are in your building, say this customer building one here, and you're connecting to Office 365 and signing in, you're doing that over ExpressRoute. But if you then take your laptop and pick it up and go out to a coffee shop, you're going to be connecting over an internet connection that that coffee shop has. And at that point, you're no longer using ExpressRoute. So that connectivity is still available for your users when they go outside of your buildings that are served by ExpressRoute. The last thing to mention here is we still use public IP addresses on our front-end servers for Office 365. We're not using private IP addresses, which some people may think about when they think about private connectivity. No, it's really the data that is private connectivity, not the IP addresses that you are connecting to. So the second major benefit that you get by using ExpressRoute for Office 365 is predictable performance. And by predictable performance, what I mean is you're going to define how much bandwidth you need, and that's how much bandwidth you're going to get. This bandwidth isn't shared, like perhaps your dial-up network connection that you maybe have at the end of your street is shared with all the other people in your street, perhaps. But this is not shared with other people. You are getting that amount of bandwidth from your office location using the network operator provider to Microsoft's network. So that's one thing. And that means you're not going to see congestion, and you shouldn't see running out of bandwidth as long as you have sized the amount of bandwidth that you have appropriately. More on that in a few minutes. You're also going to have control over the number of hops and the specific connectivity links that you have between your office and Microsoft's network. So it may not be possible to have a single hop, depending on where your office is and where the ExpressRoute connectivity for Microsoft is, but you're going to know how many hops that is, so you're going to have a predictable round trip time for your network packets, and this is really important. Once you know that predictability, you can have a lot of control and decide if you want to increase the performance or do anything about that. So performance considerations. That capacity planning is still required. We'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. In addition to that routing and where those packets are going, you need to make sure that you take careful consideration of DNS lookups, because DNS lookups, they start with the internet connection name, which is the front-end server that we have at Microsoft, and they will give you that IP address that you're actually going to connect to. So it's very important to make sure DNS is set up appropriately for how your connectivity is set with ExpressRoute. So the third benefit with ExpressRoute for Office 365 is we provide premium availability, and we give you an SLA for availability. What this means is that for the Microsoft components, the hardware that Microsoft operates, we will guarantee that that is available for your use, and we do monitor that availability. If it is not exceeding, if it's not able to get to our availability guarantee of 99.9%, then we will refund the fees associated with that ExpressRoute connectivity. So as part of providing that availability, all of our circuits have two physical network connections, and we use two physically separate routers for the cross connects with the ExpressRoute operator. This means if one of those connections goes down, the other connection is still able to maintain the amount of bandwidth and the connectivity that's required for your service. And our networking means we can use both of those connections, or we can work with one of those if one goes down for some reason. So that's in a single ExpressRoute connection that we use for Office 365. You have the option, additionally, to subscribe to multiple ExpressRoute connections, potentially at multiple geographically dispersed locations, or potentially with multiple network operators. You could use different network operators in order to try and get really separate networks in case of some catastrophic failure on some single point. It is also possible to use the internet as a backup. What we do with ExpressRoute is we provide a lower cost route for your data to connect from your office across the ExpressRoute network to Microsoft's data centers. There will still be a route with a higher cost that is available over the internet, and it is possible to use the internet as a backup. We generally don't recommend this, though, because the whole point of using ExpressRoute is you're not going to need to have as much bandwidth over your internet connection. And so by avoiding the internet connection and avoiding having to set up your internet connection with the same sort of rigor that you would for connecting to Office 365, it's not really suitable for using as a backup either. But it is an option if you want to investigate that. So now I want to take a look at some of the scenarios that we expect to see customers in adopting ExpressRoute for Office 365. Because of these great benefits that we have for using ExpressRoute for Office 365, we wanted to talk a little bit about what kind of scenarios people would be looking at turning it on. And so the first is the simplest. If a customer already has Azure ExpressRoute for connecting to Azure services, as in the diagram there, then adding connectivity to Office 365 is going to be as simple as doing two things. The first is talking to your network operator and making sure that they have done the testing and are approved for connecting to Office 365 and that they have turned it on for your connection, that the routing is turned on. And the second thing is to do bandwidth planning for the additional bandwidth that you're going to need now that your users are connecting to Office 365 services in addition to the Azure services that you were using previously. So there likely is an update that your network operator provider has to do, but we don't expect any update that you as an end customer have to do in order to enable Office 365 services over your existing Azure ExpressRoute connectivity. So the second scenario where we expect customers to be onboarding to ExpressRoute for Office 365 is where you have a WAN environment and you have a network operator that has connectivity into multiple of your offices, such that as a user in one of those offices, you can just connect to servers in other offices or in your data center as if they were on the same LAN that you have. And these WANs are typically provided using MPLS technology or some other kind of IPVPN technology. And your network operator provides this private connectivity between your offices and your data centers, no matter where they are. And so what we need in order to set this up is your network operator needs to be tested and qualified for ExpressRoute, and they need to have ExpressRoute for Office 365 enabled and have gone through that testing as well. And once they've done that, instead of connecting to your data center or wherever your ISP connection is for your internet connection, such as in the diagram here, where your users connect from their customer side across the WAN to the data center, across the ISP connection to the internet to Office 365, we can switch that out and have direct connectivity on your WAN directly into Office 365 from each of your locations. Because this cloud or this WAN is maintained by the network operator and they can provide that connectivity directly in your MPLS WAN to Office 365, it appears as if Office 365 is just in your offsite data center for direct connection across your WAN environment. So we expect a lot of customers to be looking at this scenario. The other scenario that we expect customers to be looking at is where they have an existing global network, where you're a large customer and you manage your own networks. You probably have network links from a variety of different providers, and you're probably familiar with the co-location facilities where networks tend to be located. And typically, Microsoft has connections with network operator providers in these co-location facilities. And in this scenario, because you already have network connectivity into these buildings, all you need is a cross connect from your equipment in those buildings into the network operator's routers in those buildings, and you can sign up for ExpressRoute and connect into Office 365 that way. And so that way, you're at your office location, you have connectivity into the co-location facilities that you manage, and you manage your global network. And then you have these cross connects that go into the network operator that you're working with, who is the ExpressRoute partner. By the way, in all cases, you need to have a network operator who is the ExpressRoute partner, and they are qualified for connectivity into the Microsoft equipment, which is a Microsoft routers that are part of the Microsoft network across the world. So we've talked about different connection models, and here's a summary of the three different connection models that you have with ExpressRoute that you can use with ExpressRoute for Office 365. The first, which is the last scenario that I just talked about, is where as a customer, you are co-located with the network operator already, and you just need those cross connects in order to connect into ExpressRoute and connect into Microsoft's network. The second is if you have an office building and you establish a point-to-point Ethernet connection to an ExpressRoute network operator's co-location facility. And so you might be using a third-party network provider, or maybe you're using the ExpressRoute network provider to get that Ethernet connection point-to-point, and then you're connected into ExpressRoute. And then the other connection model is where you have a WAN environment, and you have an any-to-any connection across that WAN environment. And ExpressRoute gives you connectivity into Microsoft data centers as if Office 365 front-end servers were on your WAN. So three connection models, and we recommend that you talk with the network operator that you're dealing with, who is an ExpressRoute partner, and ask them about the best connection model to use with their connectivity points and with where your offices are located. Regardless of which connection model you use, there are two pricing models available for Azure ExpressRoute. There's an unlimited data plan and there is a metered data plan. And so you can choose which one of those you use, and pricing information is available on the Azure ExpressRoute website in those MSDN pages. All right, so we've talked a lot about ExpressRoute, and I know this is part of the Microsoft Global Network. And so here's a map which shows everywhere that Office 365 servers are located in Microsoft data centers across the world. And so you need to understand a little bit more about where your Office 365 data is located and in what region in order to be able to start thinking about how your ExpressRoute connectivity should work. So I'll give you a few examples here. If you have an office which is in North America, maybe you're a US-based customer and you sign up for Office 365, you're going to be allocated to our North America data center region, and your data is going to be located in one of these data centers, actually in multiple of these data centers for redundancy purposes. In case of any kind of outage, we keep your data in multiple data centers. And so this is what happens if you are a North American customer. If you're a customer that's in Europe, Middle East, or Africa, we're going to locate you in these four data centers, in these four countries across Europe: Amsterdam, Dublin, Austria, and Finland. And so wherever your users are across the world, in some way, shape, or form, they're going to be connecting to their data in these data centers. And we actually provide guarantees for customers that their data at rest will stay in these locations. For European customers, we guarantee that their data at rest will stay in Europe. And for US customers, we guarantee that that data at rest will stay in the United States. And we have other similar guarantees for other locations that you can inquire about. So we also have a region for APAC with data centers in these five countries. And then we have a separate region for Brazil, which has data centers in San Antonio, Texas, and in Brazil. And then we have a US government region. We have a China region, which is operated by our partner, 21VIANET. We have a region in Japan. We have a region in Australia for Australia and New Zealand customers. And then we're just about to launch a region in India, and a region in Canada is coming very soon as well. So that gives you a sense for where your data is going to be located, depending on where you sign up for Office 365. And Microsoft's network is global. It's one of the three largest networks in the world. It connects all of these data centers, and it connects all of our internet connection points, and it's how our ExpressRoute connects onto our networks as well. So before ExpressRoute, the only option was connecting over the public internet for using Office 365. And so that network that I just talked about has internet connectivity points in more than 50 locations in 23 countries. And we have both physical connections and routing agreements or logical connections to over 1,500 ISPs. So we have a pretty broad established connection into the public internet. And you can work to get some pretty awesome performance over the internet for connecting to Office 365. We have, actually have information about that peering with different ISPs listed at PeeringDB that you can take a look at. And we work with ISPs and network operators to improve their connectivity and improve their peering. And so the reason why I talk about this internet connectivity is because looking at using ExpressRoute, the bandwidth that you have to have that you need for the users from their locations and the way that you do capacity planning of that bandwidth is the same whether you're connecting over the internet or if you're connecting over ExpressRoute. And so it's the same kind of network. We're still using TCP/IP networking. It's just the difference is with ExpressRoute, you have private connections using TCP/IP versus over the internet, you are using public connections that are shared with other customers and using different network operators that you don't necessarily have that relationship with. So what do you need to do for bandwidth and capacity planning? Well, we try and help you and try and make it easy for you, but there is some work involved in bandwidth and capacity planning. And the reason for that is depending on how large your office is, you may have a large number of people making use of different Office 365 services. And depending on the type of work that you do and the amount of use that you make of different Office 365 workloads, you may transfer a lot of data or an enormous amount of data between your offices and Office 365. So you need to figure out how much that data is in order to be able to plan for the right amount of bandwidth that connects from each of your offices into Microsoft's network. So we provide some specific guidance for this. And the first piece of guidance we have are tools based on Excel spreadsheets for calculating the amount of bandwidth required for SharePoint Online, for Exchange Online, for Skype for Business Online. And you can use these tools, and you should be pretty confident just using these tools, but only up to about 25 users. Over 25 users, we recommend you take a look at the output from these tools, but then we also recommend that you run a pilot, do some measurement, and look at how much data your users are actually using when they use Office 365. An Office 365 pilot with a small number of users could be a great time to do this. Have those users move their work onto Office 365 and then use some network monitoring tools. Maybe use the routers that you have or firewalls that you have to take a look at just how much data users are transferring across the network. You really have to think of your network connection to Office 365 as a critical part of your business environment and something that you need to keep available and up and you need to have the right amount of bandwidth for. This is typically a different way of thinking about networking than how people think of their internet connection. So we want you to think of your network connection to Office 365 more like the network connection that you had to maybe an offsite data center or an onsite data center and treat it with that criticality and do the right amount of bandwidth that is needed there. We have some advice available on TechNet at the URL there, aka.ms/tune, for doing capacity planning for the amount of bandwidth you need. We also have a white paper that was published by Microsoft IT, and that white paper goes through some of the things that MSIT looked at when they did capacity planning when Microsoft onboarded to Office 365. So there's lots of great tips in that paper there as well. Also, Microsoft Consulting Services can assist with these projects of running through a pilot and measuring the amount of bandwidth that customers, that individual users at a customer site use, and then helping you to understand how to extrapolate that out and determine how much headroom and how much bandwidth you need on your network links for each office. So there's a little bit, hopefully that's helpful for the work that's involved in capacity planning. Drilling in even more detail and thinking about the global networks, I want to talk a little bit about what happens if you have offices in multiple geographic regions and how that works. Well, if you're connecting to Office 365 over the internet, it's really simple. You just connect to the internet wherever you happen to be, and Microsoft has routing such that your network connection connects onto our network as soon as we can arrange for that with the routing. And then we take that traffic over our network and we connect it to our data centers. Now, it's a little different when you have a premium network connection using ExpressRoute. And it's different because ExpressRoute has a concept of separate regions where you connect. And because it's a premium network connection, there are charges for those backhauling of data between those different regions. And so how you should look at this is first identify which region your Office 365 data is located and where your tenant is located. And then is that the same region where your users are? If it is, it's really simple to set up ExpressRoute. If it's not, you might want to consider setting up ExpressRoute in that region just because it's easier to connect between ExpressRoute and the Office 365 data centers when you're in the same region. If you're connecting with ExpressRoute to our network in a different region to where your Office 365 data is stored, then you need to use the ExpressRoute Premium add-on. And this gives you the ability to make use of Microsoft's network and treat it as part of your network when you're connected to it using ExpressRoute. So it's pretty straightforward. If you have a global network, it's likely you're going to want to have that ExpressRoute Premium add-on. Another thing to consider is how you look at DNS. And I have an example here in the diagram where the data center used by this customer is over there in Europe. It looks like it's in Dublin. And then the customer has a network between the US and Europe. And when the customer in the US connects, they're going to connect across that transatlantic connection on the customer's network, and then they're going to connect to the Microsoft data center there. Now, Exchange Online actually uses GeoDNS, where we provide DNS responses specific to where your users are. And so in this scenario, you want to be careful and make sure that the user gets a DNS location for Exchange front-end servers at the same place where their ExpressRoute connection connects them onto the Microsoft network. Otherwise, it's possible for them to connect across those large geographic distances to a front-end server, but to a front-end server which is not anywhere near where the data is stored. And so potentially you connect over your network and then over ExpressRoute to the front-end server, and you're connecting over a much longer distance than is needed. So it's worth taking a look at this and spending a little bit of time just understanding where your DNS is. Fortunately, DNS is a really simple technology and pretty easy to understand and configure. So another area I wanted to drill into and spend a little bit of time in, because this is another area that we get a number of customer questions from, is about your network perimeter configuration and the kind of security policies that as a customer you may have and that you want to implement on that network. Now, it's important to understand that ExpressRoute provides a TCP/IP connection only. It's an alternative to the TCP/IP connection you get over the internet. And if you have any higher level network security policies that you want to apply to that network connection, then you need to do that. You need to configure whatever equipment is required. If you need a firewall, if you need to have a proxy server, then you need to set that up. There are none of those capabilities included in the ExpressRoute service. We, of course, have firewalls on our networks and on our side, and we'll make sure to only allow traffic to come into Microsoft's network, adhering to our security policies. But those additional services that you may have policy and requirements for on your side, there's some work potentially that you need to do there. Some of the things to consider as you're doing that is your client PCs inside of your office are going to be routing traffic either to your perimeter network for connectivity over the internet or to your ExpressRoute connection for connecting to Microsoft's network. And how do you do that? You might do that by setting up specific routes inside of the routers that are in your buildings for connectivity to Microsoft front-end IP addresses. You might do that just by doing that only on your perimeter network routers. You might do that in your proxy servers and have your proxy servers determine the route. We typically provide BGP route information into your edge network that you can use to get those low-cost routes to see over the ExpressRoute connection. You might also do that using PAC files, which are downloaded to the individual PCs. PAC files are simply a little bit of JavaScript that helps the PC understand what router it needs to connect to when it has traffic to connect of a certain type to a certain IP address. And so there's a variety of different options that you have there for setting up your internal network. Often you can also work with your network provider and get some advice from them about doing that. Typically, I find most customers that I talk to have a networking team who understand these issues and have been working on these kind of issues already, where they have different connections out of their network and can give advice and do configuration for these kinds of things as well. Another thing that is possible, although not a default setup, is if you don't want users to be able to connect to your Office 365 tenant when they're off your private WAN network. So you want them to have to come to the office in order to be able to access Office 365. So this is not the default, but you can set this up if you configure ADFS as your identity provider and then simply block access to users from signing into those ADFS servers from the public internet. So that means your users would have to be inside of your office, inside of your private network, in order to sign in and connect to Office 365. So there's another tip there about perimeter network configuration. Hey, so in summary, here are some key advantages of ExpressRoute for Office 365 over connecting to Office 365 over the internet. So you have a private connection into Microsoft networks, and you can access both Azure services and Office 365 services over that single private connection. You get predictable performance. You get the performance that you're paying for and the performance that you're defining with your network operator and with Microsoft. And so it's kind of like having Office 365 in an offsite data center that you can connect to really easily, and you know what the performances look like, and you care and work on making sure that that performance is what your users need. Also, we provide enterprise-grade resiliency with a service-level agreement for 99.9% availability. So ExpressRoute for Office 365 gives you a fantastic premium managed networking solution for Office 365 as an alternative to connecting over the internet. And you work with leading network communication providers that Microsoft has established great partnerships with, and we have more and more of those partners coming every day. We hope you'll get started with Azure ExpressRoute for Office 365. There's a URL there where you can get more information and find out how to sign up for Office 365 and ExpressRoute for connectivity to Office 365. Thanks very much for watching today.